Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Of course, gentlemen.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Get to headlines here, brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, the Sorento, and the Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. As the Florida Panthers back at it tonight, as they take on the Toronto Maple Leafs. 8 o'clock is your puck drop as the Cats get ready for another series against Toronto. Of course, gentlemen sweep style a couple of years ago. They wanted Florida again. Reap what you sow, Leafs. I don't know what to tell you. This is the one that's going to anger them the most, though, because I know that they are furious that Florida has taken over their sport and their precious Stanley Cup. I just want you guys to know, well, take care of it good. I mean, you know, it loves the ocean. You know, it probably didn't know that it loves the ocean.
Not a big fan of the snow.
No, not a big fan.
Not anymore. It's a snowbird. It's a snowbird now.
I'll tell you what Lord Stanley's Cup really likes. Big fan of Astron.
Yep. Big fan.
I'm telling you what, Lord Stanley, chick magnet.
Been a lot of BBLs in that cup this summer. So I'm just saying.
Again? That was a lot of BBL last year, bro. As a matter of fact, I can't wait.
You think they do it the same way, or do they?
Absolutely. Your elbow room is absolutely the headquarters of all Florida Panthers celebration when they win the Stanley
100%.
Cup. 100%. I met a young lady out there last year, and guess what? We got into contact again because of the Panthers.
How about that?
Look at that.
It's like bringing people together. Look at that. The Cats bringing people together.
Cats bring cats to Vlad.
Yep.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Ass cats.
Past cats. Future cats. Present cats.
The Panthers get going tonight. 8 o'clock. NBA playoffs tonight. We got the Celtics hosting the Knicks at 7 o'clock. Boston, 9.5-point favorites tonight. The Thunder against the Nuggets is the late game there.
And what's that?
9:30. That is also a 9.5-point spread in favor of OKC.
And
got to figure. I mean, listen, they've been resting. 7-game series.
I think the Nuggets will cover. But what are the Panthers? Are the Panthers favorite than the Leafs? Or the Leafs favorite
in the series?
Yeah, well, tonight's game.
Let me see.
Is it are the Panthers plus 1.5? Because if they are, I'm taking the Panthers.
Florida is favored on the money line tonight. They're minus 125.
Oh, so we're favored. Yep. Okay, that's different.
Look, man, I think people got the message. A lot of people picked Tampa to win that series.
Oh, my goodness, did they?
A lot of people.
Well, they had home ice. You usually go with the team that has home ice. And
home ice matters the least in hockey.
I get right? it. But they also had a a Hall of Fame goalie.
It's not anymore.
They just don't have a deeper roster. That's all.
Stoli the goalie tonight.
Oh my God.
Got Ekman Larson on that team. Stoli the goalie. So
is he gonna pull a Westbrook? Get some get back?
I don't know. We'll see. Look, they're a team that has a lot of firepower for sure, but you know, we're not backing down from anybody. Can't wait. 8 o'clock tonight. That is when your action gets going tonight. The Marlins, they'll also be back at it tonight against the LA Dodgers. Sandman on the hill tonight. 6:40 is your first pitch after dropping 2 out of 3 to the A's. Of course, the Dodgers just swept the Marlins. So they will look to get some get right tonight after a tough weekend. Poor Matt Mervis, heal up. Got hit right
Who's
in the jewels.
Who's the best pitcher on the staff right now?
Who?
Marlins? Meyer.
Sandy.
Okay.
You mean just no. by resume?
Oh.
Just not by resume, oh, by but current. By what they're doing this year.
Max Meyer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Max Meyer, but he wasn't good this bad. I think it was his first start, professional start without a strikeout, but he has been their best pitcher this year.
When is Yuri coming back?
I think the word is the All-Star break. He's still doing like 1-2 inning rehab starts. Like he's just cranking it up. But they're saying hopefully by the middle of the year he'll be back. And I think we're getting Ryan Weathers back soon too. So they're getting some reinforcements.
I mean,
but we also need Sandy to be Sandy.
Yeah, for us.
No, not for you, dude. No. Can I get a good start for one more good start before you?
Like a buzzard. No, I want you to get one more good start. I just don't want many good starts.
Vlad walking by your girl, going, "Give me a call. He ain't gonna treat you right.
You're gonna treat him right."
Hey, you know, like soon as you look the other way, Vlad in the background, go, "Hey,
pull that Mike McDaniel on you."
Furious with Peter Bendix sitting here.
I mean, they already got what 2-3 players from. From the Marlins?
We got Jazz. We got Giancarlo.
You guys had Birdie. You still got Birdie?
Yeah, Bird. Yeah. Do we have? No, we still. No, I don't think. I think we let him go.
He was there last year.
He was. I think we let him go.
Love John Birdie, man. God, please.
And the way they do it now, Giancarlo only got to play like half the games anyway. Just be ready for the playoffs.
No, we're going to treat him like Kawhi.
I've never heard
you
of a guy.
Have to treat him like Kawhi. He is Kawhi.
We're gonna treat him like Kawhi. We're gonna, you know.
You ever hear of a
put
guy
bubble wrap around him until the fall?
You ever hear of a guy hurting both of his elbows,
bubble wrap
Leroy?
Huh?
You ever hear of a guy hurting both of his elbows?
Yeah, he's roiding up.
What is he doing?
I was like, what do you mean both elbows? Bill Belichick,
Belly.
He is hiring outside PR help after the disaster that was last week. So he is hiring his own PR guy now.
I wonder why.
Don't blame her.
What do you mean don't blame her? It's exactly what it is.
Here's why you can't.
She was his PR guy.
No, there was another PR person there. They weren't handling their business. Like, put it this way. I'm beginning to think more and more. They probably told that reporter, do not ask that question. But the reporter, doing his journalistic duties, asked the question. But let me tell you this, Tobin. If you were told, don't ask Pat Riley that question,
mm-hmm.
and then you go and ask that Pat Riley that question. I think Tim Donovan is going to come out of nowhere and be like, hey, that's enough. I told you not to ask that question.
Yeah, he probably would just right off the bat.
But it's the same thing I'm thinking that happened with that interview with CBS this morning.
I don't know, dude. Here's what I would say.
I don't know. You can't go up behind the reporter or something and signal.
This is what I would say, Vlad. I would guess if he was doing that interview with Schefter or Darlington and he was in the sports realm, he wouldn't get asked that question. He probably would just keep it to football. He's doing a book tour, and according to CBS, they put out a statement, there were no parameters to the interview. And I'm guessing they're not getting on CBS News, not CBS Sports, with parameters on the interview for Bill Belichick.
Why? He was private all the time.
In other words... He wanted to go big time and mainstream and get out of the sports realm, then those questions are good to go.
Right, but if I'm only promoting my book, which is all about my life in the NFL and sports, then that question is not there's no need for that question to be asked.
But here's what happens. When you start getting interviewed by people outside of sports, they want to ask questions that about you that don't necessarily pertain to sports because they're trying to get their people engaged.
I get that. But my thing is this. Usually in these type of situations, 9 times out of 10, they're told what questions are it's okay to be asked and what questions they're not going to answer.
But a lot of outlets won't agree to that. Like if you go to certain outlets and you want to get on a place that has that much exposure, Vlad, like if you wanted to go on Oprah, you're not getting on Oprah's show with parameters. You're not getting on Howard Stern with parameters.
But guess what? I'm not looking for you guys. You guys were looking to interview me.
Not necessarily. That's not always how it works.
Not on a book tour.
Not for something that
we get those emails every day.
For something,
you want to interview so and so,
Vlad. In parts, you're right. But I think in this case, when they're getting on a big morning show like that, mind you, they're talking to like the president, like.
Right, but that's what I'm saying.
They're probably reaching out on that because they're like, hey, book tour, let's say HarperCollins, whoever it is, be like, hey, we got you on, we booked you on this, but they're not going to say, oh, you can't ask this, you can't ask this, because they're like, hey, we want the book to get publicized, you're going on CBS News. I would say if it was something like, you know, the local, if like UNC or Tobin and Leroy and UNC would be like, hey, we would prefer if you not ask about Astron. I'd be like, you know what? Respect. It's Leroy's former coach. I'm not going to ask about Astron.
Right. But you're not. But here's the thing. I don't think, from what I heard, they had a book publicist.
Yes. No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm sure, but a book publicist, her job or his job is just to book the shows.
But
they're not necessarily going to give you, hey, yay or nay. And if they say yay, you can't get mad if they yay.
So, but then we all know this man is not one who's going to divulge any type of information. So that's why I'm not upset. People trying to rip her. I'm not necessarily, I don't want to rip her because I'm just saying maybe she was there to protect just everything, like protect things. Like, you know, we weren't here to ask how he met or how we met. This is not what we're here for. We're here to promote the book.
Well, this is the thing everybody finds weird about it, Vlad, is you're talking about the Mr. Miyagi of shutting down the media. And so, like, right.
Somebody else is breaking it up.
Mr. Miyagi needing a white belt to shut down the media is a little strange. Like, this is Mr. I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about. I'm Bill Belichick.
But like you said, this is a different part of the media. This is not the sports media. This is,
She got in there. She was like, no! No! Like, Spo calling a timeout. Oh, man.
Oh, you mean calling the timeout when he actually had one?
That's true.
Yeah, yeah. She saved him. But, and I ain't like the way, even though we know and we have our own opinions, I ain't like the way CBS kind of painted her out. Like, it was like, it was.
Well, it's because he's got that broadcastery voice. You know, he steps in, she's like.
But it's as if, well, the reason why we're asking this question about their relationship and then. But she's always around. So it was like, okay, let's feed more to the narrative so that people can.
It's a weird thing, but I would say that we all need just mind our own damn business.
That is
as long as he's cool with it, he ain't flipped out,
and she's cool
together,
with it, yeah.
Then that means that whatever they got going on is cool. We ain't got to agree to nothing.
For sure. But if you're doing an interview about a book and you refer to her in the book as your muse, it's on target. Like, that's part of the book.
You're right.
And also,
yeah, so if it's part of the book and you
your
muse and you ask, well, how'd you meet?
Also, they put a picture of Instagram as her as a mermaid and him as a fisherman.
Which is just,
I was on Halloween.
By the way, Schmeathen is right. Her ex did come out to defend her, and her ex is 67-year-old.
There's no way that's true. Is that true?
That's absolutely true. It's so true. It's Kurt Angle true. That's how true it is.
It's damn true?
It's damn true.
Man. Well, look. If he wants to clean up his past, you hire a publicist. But if you want to clean up your laundry bill, we got the place for you. The best dry cleaning in all of South Florida, Leroy. Our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners.
That's right. Just give our boy Aura a call. You can text him or call him anytime. His number is 954-610-9383. That's 954-610-9383. A&T Dry Cleaners is 40 years plus family owned, and they run it and keep it in the family. They even do same day sewing. Mama is the seamstress, so you know she's going to hook it up. They can pick up, drop off your orders. Listen, just give Aura a call. Make sure you check out the pricing. Make sure you know the timetable of when it can be fixed. He can't make you a suit overnight, but he can hem you up and fix you up for the prom, for a wedding, for whatever you got going on. And guess what? Tell them, Tobin, if they mention our name.
Mention Tobin and Leroy, 25% off yours. They're going to take great care of you. Look, I just did a broadcasting gig a couple of weeks ago. Where did I take my suit right after? A&T Dry Cleaners. I got another one coming up this weekend. You know where I'm going to go afterwards to get it right afterwards? A&T Dry Cleaners. Hey. 954-61.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
109383. Yes, Leroy?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You could get another suit.
That's true. I could. Maybe I will. If more of these boxing calls open up, I may get multiple suits. And you want to know where I'm going to go to? A&T Dry Cleaners, dude! Sir. All right, welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. If you guys want to go see Jelly Roll along with Post Malone, he's a remora fish. If you guys want to see them, text the word DOLPHINS to 20357. Text DOLPHINS to 20357, and you guys can go see Post Malone with Jelly Roll at Hard Rock Stadium on June 8th. Text DOLPHINS to 20357. For more information, go to WQM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. It's a Live Nation show. Post Malone and Jelly Roll. That's coming your way. So if you want to go, text DOLPHINS to 20357. We'll give you a word every day this week for you guys to get entered in that contest. It's concert season, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
They got to take down that track now and get it ready for concerts. That's what they got going on.
I am so amazed at just watching it on TV and seeing them go 200 down that canal behind Hard Rock where people park on the dirt. And see cars going 200 back there, realizing that the last time I went back there, I couldn't go 25 because all the crap on the road.
I've gotten busted for speeding over there. I got a ticket coming off the turnpike, and they got me right because you know where that overpass is? Like they yeah. hang out like right under that bridge? Nailed me. They're like, nice try, dude. Pulled over. I'm like, man, now there's a racetrack there. How about that?
But I don't know what's – we never got to see – the finished product in Vegas. But they said that the first year they did it, the race course was terrible.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was certainly terrible driving around that city.
But it looked cool, too. It took us 45 minutes to get to right across the road to go to the burger place.
I don't know. I liked the horse racing this weekend, except for that cheat Bob Baffert. He just looks like lying. I can't take him, man. And
it was muddy.
He was sitting there and he goes, Bob, what happened? Ah, you know, no bigs. Like, no bigs. I've never trusted
him. They kind of broke it down like he didn't. When they interviewed him, though, he really didn't make it sound like he did anything wrong.
Of course not. No, it's all rogue.
But when they broke it down, right, somebody else did. Mm-hmm. They go, we need to separate giving a horse a shot of something and doing what Bob Baffert did.
That's the thing, though, dude. Like, that's the problem with the horse racing is they're all so inside the game. Like, I don't think anybody's really going to call anybody out about it. Like, that was the problem why he was banned so long in the first place, because he wouldn't take any accountability for it. The truth of it is, when you're talking about million-dollar animals, those guys who are in charge of those horses know every which way everything about it. Like, that's the facts.
Yeah.
I mean, like, when those things come out of the womb, they're literally getting monitored.
Because they cost a lot of money and they want to protect their investment.
Exactly.
All those horses
mm-hmm.
have secretariat blood?
That's what they said.
That's crazy.
Yep.
If I was secretary of that in heaven, horse heaven.
Top stud.
Oh, clearly.
Yep.
I'm the stud of studs.
Now imagine everybody. Now imagine the guy's job is as a teaser horse. You got to get timing to know whether or not those mares are ready for the secretariat right. descendant.
Hey, Hiko said, these poor horses, why don't they cancel it for bad weather? A lot of horses, a lot of trainers do take their horses out of the race.
Yeah, they'll scratch them.
They'll scratch them. So you might see a, like, I think there was one race where there was like, they should have been like 14 horses and there was like 10. Like, they do scratch a lot of horses. That's why when you go into events, they have like, so the Kentucky Derby has 20 horses.
Yep.
They might have 23 horses ready to go, 24 horses ready to go. And so some horses might get in when other horses are out. So, yeah, it's crazy, but it's muddy, but they seem to be running fine.
Yeah, it was all right. It was definitely something you got to keep an eye on, but you saw, like, didn't deter too much other than if you went. Like, I saw all the people who had, like, you know, their fancy-ass dresses. Like, they had to be covered in ponchos. It looked ridiculous.
Damn, secretary, man.
Yeah.
He might be the greatest athlete of all time.
Because of bloodline?
Dude, I'm the greatest racetrack horse ever, and I've sired a lot.
Wait, do we have father-son Hall of Famers in any sport?
Father-son Hall of Famers. I don't know.
Barry Bonds is his dad. His dad's not in the Hall of Fame. Ken Griffey.
Well, Barry's not in the Hall of Fame.
Well, you know what I mean. Of that ilk. I like Barry's in my Hall of Fame.
He's in my Hall of Fame too, dude.
Barry's always in the Hall of Fame for me.
He's
so can we think of a father-son tandem that both are in the Hall of Fame?
What? Which horse are we putting in the Hall of Fame now?
No, I'm just saying that secretary got a whole bunch of Kentucky Derby winners and stuff like that.
Yeah, you're right. Like, yeah.
Right, so if you say he might be the best. Like, I'm just trying to figure out in any other sport. Do we have
the Holes, Bobby Hole and Brett Hole?
Yep, there we go.
The Kachucks.
That's it. No, Kachucks' dad's not.
No, he's very pissed his father's not in the Hall of Fame.
His dad should be, though.
His dad should be in the Hall of Fame, but he's been very open about that he hates the fact that his father's not in the Hall
of Fame.
Is that
it? The Holes.
Yeah, I think so. I'm not getting
it. That's in all the sports. So what secretary has done, right? He's like, I don't need no damn.
Dog, 660 offsprings? This guy was a menace.
Well, I mean, they get time. Like, it's a lot of time. Like, you spend a lot.
When you know they stud them, dude, they spend a lot of money just for.
I know, but not only did he stud him, but my man was producing winners. It's like, dude, every other year he's producing.
That's true. You can like some people are producing bums even by big names.
If you go look at a racing form, or you sometimes hear horse people talk, they'll talk about the filly and the mare, and who's the dad and what that horse has done, and that's how they sometimes pick horses.
Dade Sauce says, "Where did armpit nipples finish?" I don't know, but it made me think about it. That was like always the sign when I was when I had to watch mares that were gonna give birth. My dad's always like, you gotta look for wax on the nipples. That's when you know you're close.
Wax?
Yeah. When it goes from budding wax to dripping, baby time. So I'd be in there, right?
Where's the wax coming from?
The nipples.
No. When you say wax, I'm thinking candles.
Right. Well, so
Leroy.
Baby horses.
I'm just saying.
Baby horses.
Wait. Or wax from the ears.
Right. No, I get you. So imagine it almost being like a honeycomb. You know, like kind of like you could see it's like kind of forming there. So like
but a honeycomb's not an animal.
I'm trying to explain it to you. So
okay.
What I would do is my father would pay me $20 to watch the mares at night. Right. I get to stay up all night, watch TV. And I'd have to go patrol like every.
Oh, you had TV in the barn, or you just watch inside and then go outside?
It was basically just a VHS player. Like I could, you know, I'd get a couple movies, watch it, have some snacks, and then I'd go patrol the barn, take my flashlight, and be like, "Yeah, that's waxy still." But when it goes from wax to milk, go time.
I'm still in awe of seeing 19 of your children racing.
The way that you grew up is so interesting.
Wait, just say, wait, Smitha says it best. Tobin was on horse nipple duty.
Yeah.
You're on horse nipple duty?
Yeah, I mean, kind of. Again, these are very expensive animals.
He was on nipple watch.
Yeah, but sometimes these people pay, like, depending on how fit, you can spend anywhere. You can spend $1 million on breeding, not even the horse yet.
I didn't take the lead. I was just monitoring nipples. Once they were good to go, call up the bat phone. This one's ready to go.
Oh, so you're a nipple expert.
For horses.
I mean, now, you know, that comment right there.
I don't even want you to.
I'm just going
to
say, you know.
Wait, why do we always get caught in these situations?
Please.
What do you mean? What? We were talking about Secretariat. Weren't we just siring like 19 horses? Like, imagine you watching your swimmers race. He literally watches swimmers race. I don't care what he said. That might be the greatest achievement the man made.
Cody's calling. Is he calling cap on me? I'm telling you right now, this is my childhood, man. There's no cap on this.
Tobin had a very interesting childhood.
I mean,
sometimes he was in New York. Sometimes
could
he was
be
in
horsey,
the barn.
Could be nothing.
No one knows.
Take a break.
For Twitcher.
We'll play a little All Right. Oh, no. To close things out after this. All right, let's get to a little All Right, Oh No to close this puppy out here on a Monday. My All Right goes to Naoya Inoue for saving boxing. I watched a lot of boxing this weekend. A lot of it stunk.
All right.
Until yesterday. Plus, he put me in a better mood for my Petty Watch. I saw where Petty Watch was heading last night. I was hoping the Warriors would blow a 3-1 lead. It did not happen. I turned to you, Ant-Man.
I knew you were going
to
say that.
I turned to you, Ant-Man. Unfortunately, I still don't trust Rudy Gobert.
Who does?
I can't.
That guy has made more money and been traded
for more picks. He should average 30-30 this series. He should average 30-30 this series against the Warriors.
The Warriors better hit. They better hope they hit a lot of outside shots, because if they don't, those are rebounds for the Timberwolves. And Ant-Man and Naz Reid and DiVincenzo Randall, they're running.
Man, he's good, Ant-Man. Oh, he's so good.
Dude, if he takes out Curry, he might beat the Lion Slayer.
He's the Kingslayer.
He
is the Kingslayer. Man, what a time. What a time.
So who's your
My oh no, it goes to Brandon Hagel, dude. Like I don't know what to tell you. You're gonna sit here and you're gonna act like you did nothing to Alexander Barkov. Like, to me, it's not just the crime you committed; it is who you committed it against. You took out the sweet prince of hockey, and those are crimes that cannot be forgiven. And to sit here and act like, what did I do? Ridiculous.
Why are you acting like it? Those things don't have ramifications and consequences.
Yeah.
Right? That's the thing that gets me. Like, guess what? Everybody in baseball knows what? If you hit the other team's star, your star going to get plunked. It's just it's a written rule. Unwritten rule.
Leroy, what's your all right? No, no.
So, my all right is going to go to the Panthers, because I'm fired up. Last year, I was a little, hope they can do it because they had failed the year before, and I hope they can make it through, and all the other teams were pretty good. But this year, I've been fired up all playoffs. Like, I'm not a cats and five guy, but I feel confident with what they're doing, and they're fun to watch. I enjoy watching all of it, so kudos to them. I'm going to be, AIH, Ass and Heat. At 8 o'clock, I'm gonna be on my jacuzzi.
Ass and heat. Whoa.
You're gonna have the heat cheeks.
Hey yo.
In my jacuzzi.
I gotcha.
And he said,
ass in heat.
Hey yo.
Because I meant to say I was in between AIH and ass in heat.
No. We got it.
Yeah, I think you knew.
I'll be ready with my cooler, and I'm definitely, fired up for the night. My own note. Now, it's not a public story, but It's a story. I went to Home Depot to get some stuff. And there was a guy, a swole guy, standing in front with a little bitty Pomeranian, right? And the Pomeranian was sitting there just looking mean. So I walked by. I ain't gonna have nothing to do with the dog because, you know, we ain't too, like, I like my dogs, but I ain't walking up on somebody else's dog.
Okay.
I walked by, you know, tried to just ignore the little fella. He was only about this big, right? He bit me.
What?
Yes, bit me. He goes, my bad. I said, if I would have drop kicked him, we would have been fighting, right?
Yeah, drop kicked. So I got bit.
A little bitty dog. Like this.
Was like
hit me. He was sitting and looking at me. And I was thinking, man, I don't know if this dog like black people. Like just kidding, right? Because that's what I do. But I just said it to myself. Nobody was with me. And then I walked by, he attacked me.
So you're also accusing the dog of being racist?
I mean, I don't know if he would have been an intangible.
I guess.
And I mean, like, the owner could have snatched him up before he got to. He only weighed 6 pounds. The owner could have snatched him up with all them damn muscles instead of going, oh, no. You got him on the leash.
Is that all the owner did? Oh, no.
Yeah. He went, oh, my bad.
Oh, no.
What was the dog's name?
Snickers.
What's that? Winn-Dixie? That man drop kick? I was about to kick him.
I was just hoping it would be something cute like Snookums.
No, he ain't call his dog name.
Pumpkin, Pookie.
No, it just looked quirky. I was kind of making fun of him and the dog. The fact that he was big and
so the dog read your mind. Is that what you're telling
and
me?
And was sitting there holding the Liberty leash with the Liberty dog, right?
So the dog read your mind.
I guess.
Yeah, well, you got what you know.
I started to go home.
You got too close.
I started to go home and get Dre.
Really? Oh, you stay right there. I'm gonna get
bite
my dog
for a bite. A bite for a bite.
Yep.
Jennifer, what's your all right no?
Well, aside from the cats being back tonight.
All right.
You heard that, Stolars. It's concert season. Which all means right. I am activated and I'm really excited. And starting next week, I'm on a row.
On a
and
row?
I'm gonna continue this momentum. Yes.
You're gonna be like the Joe DiMaggio of concerts?
Mm-hmm.
56.
Where are you going to next week?
Armpit nipples.
Armpit nipples.
Rockville.
I will not be at Rockville because AC/DC is also playing the same night as Rockville.
Where?
AC/DC is still doing it?
Yes, in Tampa. And the Pretty Reckless is opening up for them, and they're one of my favorite bands. So
I think Pretty Reckless is allowing somebody the age of AC/DC to still perform.
How old? AC/DC was old when I was a kid.
I don't know about that. I think y'all.
They were on in the 70s, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That means I was a kid, Vlad.
Wow, look at him trying to age shame you.
I mean,
no,
the lead singer of AC/DC is 77 years old.
73. Okay. They formed in 73. All
right. Right. I was five.
Yeah. Five, so, 15. Who cares?
You back still had to my original point.
You had a driver's license by that time.
They were making music when I was a kid.
You had two children by that time. You know, who cares? You're old.
Not that old. You're old enough to, like, I was old enough to know that they old.
Your oh no, Jennifer?
My oh no.
Oh no.
It's how much time I wasted watching the Canelo fight this weekend.
Yeah, that was bad,
sucked,
bro.
It sucked.
That was pathetic. No. I hated every second of it. And honestly, I was rooting for the other guy.
Whoa. I thought you were going
to
root.
You got so bad. You want the other guy to win.
It wasn't Canelo's fault, J-Fig. It wasn't his fault, J-Fig.
The other guy was running.
That man ran for his life.
What do you want him to do? Just stand there like Canelo?
Fight!
You're getting paid handsomely. Like, entertain me.
Here's the deal.
I was born.
Break
the
dance,
challenger has to beat the champ. So he needs to be more aggressive. He needs to be the one to take the belt away from him.
He didn't even try. It was it stunk.
Exactly.
And Canelo didn't make any better. Canelo.
Why? Because he thinking about that fight. I don't want to go in here and get punched in the head on accident and then miss my big payday.
Vlad, what's your all right? No.
My all right?
Yep.
All right.
Happy Born Day, Toadpole. Happy Born Day. Today's Toadpole, right? The reason why Marcos is not here is today he's celebrating the birthday of his son.
How is he walking around the zoo with a broken foot?
He's powering through for his son. So happy second birthday to the little Toadpole.
So, hey, first of all,
yes,
he says he got a broken foot, but he don't want to do anything.
Nope.
To fix it.
Did he wear a boot to the
zoo? I don't know. You're acting today? Like I'm boots on
Let
the zoo.
Let me FaceTime him real quick.
You're acting like I'm booting the zoo. No, I'm booting the studio. But hey, I wanted to wish my little nephew.
How many zoos have you been to?
Three.
That's about me.
Yeah.
I lived
in New York. Once I went to the Bronx Zoo, I was good. I ain't need any.
That's a good zoo.
I need to see anything else after that.
That's a good zoo.
Tobin goes to the Raggedy Zoo by his
house. That is a great zoo. The Bronx Zoo
is a great zoo. I've been to a lot of zoos. I admit, been to a lot of aquariums. I enjoy them.
So that's my
Vlad.
My oh no.
Oh no.
James Harden, man. Jesus Christ, bro. I got us. God. I mean, how many times? How many times?
Kawhi Leonard's sitting be like, I can't believe I'm
you
in
just
this
can't
too.
Win. Could here's the thing though. If that's why I never wanted him down here because of his fascination with Astron.
Yep.
If the Heat lost a game 7 at home in the playoffs and you saw him across the street at like 11 or anything like that, would infuriate you.
Do you think
as a fan base?
Do you think there's a group chat of all the Hall of Famers he's played with of being like, you guys got Harden too? Yep. Yep. It's him, KD, Russ, Embiid, Kawhi.
You said Dwight Howard?
Dwight Howard. You think they're all just like, you got Harden again? Yep. Yep. It's your turn. Yeah, congratulations. All right, everybody. That's our show for today. We'll talk to you, rascals. Oh, before I do, we got to give away those Marlins tickets before we get out of here.
Oh, really? You're going to make me do more work?
I'm sorry. I'm about to give them away. I'm sorry. Four pack, caller three right now to 305-567-0560. If you guys want to go to Marlins Rays for Barbie night.
Nobody wants to go to Marlins Rays.
You don't know that. Marlins Rays.
Barbie night.
305.
I bet there'll be some nice scenery.
567-0560. Nice caller right three to 305-567-0560. Caller 3 will get those four-packet tickets to Marlins tickets. We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40.
period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.